pink salmon are showing up in odd places around the Homer area. Fish can be seen swimming through Beluga Slough in the middle of town, a saltwater marsh with no historical salmon returns. Dead pinks litter the marshes, muddy banks at low tide. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has received reports of pinks in other systems around the Kenai Peninsula that typically don't support salmon. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more.
Fish and Game Area Management Biologist Glenn Hollowell says pink salmon are returning to small water systems around Homer and along the outer coast of the Kenai Peninsula in large numbers. Streams and creeks that typically support small populations are seeing higher numbers, and historically uninhabitable systems are also seeing returns.
We're seeing very large numbers of fish in a variety of places around Kachemak Bay. Some of the creeks at the back of Little Tutka Bay have really unusual numbers of pink salmon associated with them, as does Diamond Creek. Seldovia Slough also has a lot of pink salmon in it right now.
Pinks are a two-year fish, and Hollowell thinks the large numbers of pinks showing up in odd places is merely a reflection of 2015's record-breaking return. Several reports came in that year of fish straying from overcrowded water systems into new territory, and the season was followed by an unusually warm winter.
Some of those systems actually had a lot of fish in them, which may have actually depressed the returns slightly, but a lot of the smaller systems had just the right number. And if you combine that with the warm winter, which was pretty wet, those little systems were perfect incubators for pink salmon, and that's what we're seeing right now.
He says the mild winter likely allowed eggs in Beluga Slough to hatch the following spring, creating a small run in the marsh this year. People can be seen gathering near the slough to take a look for themselves. Emily Springer, who studies the fishing industry and is married to a commercial fisherman, grew up around Homer. She said she's never seen anything like it. Springer took her kids and a friend's family to Diamond Creek, a few miles outside of town, just to watch the fish.
Yeah, I just thought it was really interesting, and I thought she's a fisherman, and she might think it was interesting, too, to bring her own kids down there and go check it out and just see how far up the creek these salmon had gotten. They got all the way up to where the waterfall is.
For those asking if we'll see another return in 2019 to Beluga Slough and other systems, Hollowell said that depends on the weather this winter.
We might continue to see pink salmon in Beluga Slough, you know, if we see wet, warm winters. However, if we get some bitterly cold winters, like is more the norm for this area, some of those frying eggs might have a really, really tough time. And we might see this return drop back to historical levels where it's essentially, you know, undetectable.
There were no official counts of how many fish made it up the slough, but Hollowell estimates that about 2,000 pinks may have spawned there. Fish and Game is taking samples of ear bones to find out if the pinks may be hatchery fish, but Hollowell doesn't expect that to be the case. He says a 2015 return around Kachemak Bay was overwhelmingly comprised of wild fish. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.